Listening Library presents Torment by Lauren Cade, read for you by Justine Eyre. For if I imp my wing on thine, affliction shall advance the flight in me. George Herbert, Easter Wings. Prologue. Neutral Waters. Daniel stared out at the bay. His eyes were as gray as the thick fog enveloping the Sausalito shoreline, as the choppy water lapping the pebble beach beneath his feet. There was no violet to his eyes now at all. He could feel it. She was too far away. He braced himself against the biting gale off the water. But even as he tugged his thick black peacoat closer, he knew it was no use. Hunting always left him cold. Only one thing could warm him today, and she was out of reach. He missed the way the crown of her head made the perfect resting spot for his lips. He imagined filling the circle of his arms with her body, leaning down to kiss her neck. But it was a good thing Luce couldn't be here now. What she'd see would horrify her. Behind him, the bleat of sea lions flopping in heaps along the south shore of Angel Island sounded the way he felt, jaggedly lonely, with no one around to hear. No one except Cam. He was crouched in front of Daniel, tying a rusty anchor around the bulging, wet figure at their feet. Even engaged in something so sinister, Cam looked good. His green eyes had a sparkle, and his black hair was cut short. It was the truce. It always brought a brighter glow to the angel's cheeks, a shinier sheen to their hair, an even sharper cut to their flawless, muscled bodies. Truce days were to angels what beach vacations were to humans. So even though Daniel ached inside each time he was forced to end a human life, to anyone else he looked like a guy coming back from a week in Hawaii. Relaxed, rested, tan. Tightening one of his intricate knots.